now the 10-minute weekly devotional. Today's devotion is entitled, God Has a Plan for Your Life.
Good Sunday morning to all. Before we get into our devotion today, let's have a word of prayer. We thank you, Lord, for your word and the gift of your Holy Spirit to guide us into all truth. In your precious name we pray. Amen. If you want to grab a Bible, pen, and a paper, it's great to take notes as we go along. The title of today's devotion is God Has a Plan for Your Life. I want to begin this morning with a passage found in the book of Jeremiah, chapter 29, verse 11. Reading from the New International Version, it says, I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you a hope and a future. The King James Version says, For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. God's plans are plans to give us hope and a future. When things are hard, it's so easy for us to think he doesn't have good thoughts towards us or that he doesn't really love us. But that's not what the word says. And actually, God's plans for you are better than you can even imagine. Listen to this. Ephesians 3:20 says, Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. Yes, God's plans for you are better than you can even imagine. I want us to look at the story of Joseph this morning. Most of you know the story, but if it's not familiar, you can read about it in Genesis chapters 39 through 48. Joseph had 11 brothers, and 10 of them really had a hard time with him. His father had made the mistake of showing favoritism, not very wise. And eventually, Joseph's brothers end up selling Joseph to a group of Ishmaelites that are traveling to Egypt. We can be sure that Joseph was very sad at being separated from his father without even being able to say goodbye and with no opportunity to send even a message to let him know that he was still alive. Can you imagine the trial? This young boy has just been sold to complete strangers headed to a foreign country. As the story goes, Potiphar, one of Pharaoh's officers, ends up buying Joseph and becomes Joseph's new master. But Joseph did not waste his time feeling sorry for himself. He remembered that God was with him, and this gave him hope and courage to do the new duties directly in front of him in Potiphar's house. In fact, we're told that he did his work so well and so faithfully that Potiphar made him overseer over all his house, and all that Potiphar had, he put into Joseph's hands. Genesis 39:4. Now the Bible tells us that the enemy, the devil, is always seeking whom he can devour. And Joseph was his target. It so happened that Potiphar's wife had had her eyes on Joseph for quite some time. But when he resisted her adulterous plans, in her embarrassment, she accused Joseph of the very thing she was guilty of. And Potiphar had Joseph thrown into prison. This was another tremendous trial for Joseph. King David later wrote about the incident in the book of Psalms, saying, His feet they hurt with fetters. He was laid in irons. But Joseph remembered that God was with him. The result? The keeper of the prison soon put Joseph in charge of the prison and trusted him as Potiphar had done. If you've just tuned in, this is the 10-minute weekly devotional. And the title of our devotion this morning is, God Has a Plan for Your Life. Joseph ended up being in charge of all the prisoners, and among them were the chief butler and the chief baker of Pharaoh's household. When Joseph went into their cell one morning, he noticed that both of these men looked very unhappy. Joseph's reliance on God through all his hard trials had made him an understanding person, and so he asked them why they looked so sad. They told him, We have dreamed a dream, but there is no interpreter of it. And Joseph said to them, Do not interpretations belong to God? And then he asked them to share their dreams. You can read the dreams and the interpretation in the 40th chapter of Genesis. God blessed Joseph's mind, and he was able to interpret both dreams with complete accuracy. The chief butler was to be restored to the king's favor and to his place as cupbearer, but the baker was to be hanged. At this time, Joseph took the opportunity and asked the butler to put in a good word for him, hoping that maybe he could get out of prison. But when the dreams were fulfilled, the chief butler did not remember Joseph. Joseph was completely forgotten. Well, at this point, Joseph is facing some serious discouragement. Days, weeks go by, and he's still there, all on a false accusation. But God is still in control. God knows what he's doing. God sees the end from the beginning, and God has a plan. 2 full years go by. Then something happens which brings Joseph to the butler's mind. Pharaoh had 2 strange dreams in one night, which greatly troubled him. But none of the magicians or wise men of Egypt could tell the king the meaning of his dreams. Then the chief butler remembered Joseph. And Joseph is quickly summoned out of the prison to interpret Pharaoh's dreams. He tells the king that it was God who had sent Pharaoh these dreams to warn him of a time of famine that was coming over all the world. But before the 7 years of famine, there were going to be 7 years of great plenty. So Joseph advises Pharaoh to appoint someone to gather up a great store of food during the 7 plenteous years and keep it for the years of famine. Pharaoh could not think of anyone so well suited for this work as Joseph himself. After all, God had given Joseph the wisdom to interpret the dreams and to give him such good advice. So he makes Joseph the chief ruler of the land of Egypt. The Bible says, "And he made him to ride in the 2nd chariot that he had, and they cried before him, bow the knee." Wow, God had a plan for Joseph. If you've just tuned in, this is the 10-Minute Weekly Devotional, and we are just wrapping up this morning's thoughts. When Joseph's brothers sold him to the Ishmaelites, God had a plan. When Joseph was sold to Potiphar, God had a plan. When Joseph was falsely accused and thrown into prison, God still had a plan. Joseph could not have just made a trip to Egypt and been put second to the throne. There was a particular path that made this position possible to him. So when things seem too hard, remember, Joseph was in prison before he was in the palace. He was a faithful servant and then was able to be a faithful ruler. Because Joseph remained faithful to God through every trial, God was able to work for Joseph the way he wants to work for each of us. And God never changes. At that time, Joseph didn't know it. But through those hard trials, God was preparing him for governing the greatest nation in the world at that time, Egypt. He would be second only to Pharaoh. Amazing. So, listener, what trial are you going through? What hardships are you facing? Remember that God has a truly amazing plan for your situation as well. Actually, his plan for you today is just as amazing as his plan was for Joseph then. Romans 8:28 says, "All things work together for good to those who love the Lord." I would like to encourage you this morning to receive God's love. Allow it to fill every area of your life, every fear and every anxiety. As you receive God's love and respond also in love to God, this amazing promise applies to you. Whether or not it feels like it, everything in your life is working together for good. Every experience that each day brings simply prepares you for this great plan and brings you to the place that He has appointed for you. His plan is beyond what our human words can even describe. In 1 Corinthians 2:9, the Bible says, "Eye hath not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love Him."
You've just listened to the 10-Minute Weekly Devotional with Sandy Workman. In addition to speaking, Sandy is a teacher, author, and writer. We truly hope you enjoyed this week's devotional. For additional faith-building stories, check out Sandy's blog at thenorthnote.com. See you next Sunday morning at 7:45, right here at KVAK 1230 AM.